Saturday, November 16th. First reading, from the third letter of St. John, verses 5 through 8. Beloved, you are faithful in all you do for the brothers and sisters, especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in a way worthy of God to continue their journey, for they have set out for the sake of the name and are accepting nothing from the pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such persons so that we may be co-workers in the truth. The Gospel from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being, and a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.'" The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Haydock Commentary. We are exhorted to pray daily and frequently, and also to walk always in the presence of God by a spirit of prayer, love, and sorrow for sin. The judge, who feared not God, nor cared for man, yet yielded to the importunity of the widow, represents the absolute and sovereign power of God. But we must not suppose the Almighty has any of the faults we see in this iniquitous judge. Comparisons are not meant to hold good in every particular. The only consequence to be drawn from the present parable is this: if a man who has neither piety nor tenderness for his fellow creatures yields to the importunity of a widow who is not wearied out with repeating her petitions, how much more will God, who is full of bounty and tenderness to man, and only seeks occasions to grant him his gifts, hear the prayers of the fervent, and fill with benedictions the petitioner, who can continue like the widow to importune his interference, and can beg without languor or discouragement. Regarding verse 4, "For a long time the judge was unwilling," etc., St. Augustine says, "The Almighty does not always hear us as soon as we could wish, nor in the manner that seems best to us. But if we are not always heard according to our desires, we always are as far as is conducive to our salvation. He sometimes delays in order to exercise our patience and increase our ardor. Sometimes he grants in his anger what in his mercy he would refuse. Let us then pray always, desire always, love always. Desire always, and you pray always. This is the continual voice of prayer which the Almighty demands of you. You are silent when you cease to love. The cooling of charity is the silence of the heart." Regarding verse 8, "But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" St. Augustine says, "Our divine Redeemer adds this to show that faith must necessarily accompany our prayers, for whosoever prays for what he does not believe he shall obtain will pray in vain. Let us therefore entreat the Father of Mercies to grant us the grace of prayer and firmness in faith, for faith produces prayer, and prayer produces firmness of faith. But of this there is little left on the earth, and there will be still less at the second coming of the Son of God."